This is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Have you ever wondered what would happen if an asteroid hit our planet? Or what we would do if we knew that an asteroid was on a collision course with Earth? I can't say it's something I lose sleep over, but a lot of sci-fi authors have written books based on that premise. And even better, in my mind, there are actual real-life scientists who are on this. In fact, NASA has a whole asteroid defense system, and it got its first major test in early October. Don't worry, we were never actually in danger, but the results of the test have come back, and NASA aced it. Joining me now is Lindley Johnson. He's Planetary Defense Officer for NASA. Lindley, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ever. Glad to be here.
I have to say, I think you have one of the best job titles on Earth. It sounds like something out of Men in Black. I mean,
I've been told that.
Did you grow up thinking, I want to become a Planetary Defense Officer?
Well, not so much a Planetary Defense Officer, but I've always had an interest in space. I got my degree in astronomy and went into space surveillance and many years in the Air Force.
Okay, space surveillance is another very cool, very cool title there. One of the things that you are tasked, in all seriousness, with surveilling and defending us from is an asteroid strike. How likely is it that we could be hit by an asteroid?
Well, impact by an asteroid long enough, large enough to do a lot of damage is pretty rare, but actually the Earth gets hit by debris all the time, meteors. Hit the Earth's atmosphere. In fact, over the last few nights, there's been several reports of large meteors being sighted by cities around the U.S. So we get hit by small stuff all the time, larger stuff much more rarely. But two or three times a century, we could get hit by something big enough to feel effects at ground level.
Well, and the stakes are potentially pretty high. I mean, it was an asteroid strike that wiped out the dinosaurs, right?
Well, yes, that's certainly the leading hypothesis, and seems to be well supported. Yes, occasionally objects big enough to do some real damage can impact the Earth, so yes, the stakes can be very high. But our NEO observations program at NASA over the years, we've been doing it for about 20 years now, we have found what we estimate to be more than 95% of the objects that are larger than a kilometer in size, a little over a half mile in size. And so we're pretty confident that we're not going to get hit with anything very big anytime soon.
I'm talking with Lindley Johnson. He's Planetary Defense Officer for NASA. So NASA has this asteroid defense system, and there are other agencies around the globe, kind of a global network of defense systems. What does that actually entail?
Well, let me be clear. I wouldn't call it a defense system yet. What we have is the International Asteroid Warning Network. This is a consortium of astronomers and space agencies around the world that collectively provide their observations to a central location. It's called the Minor Planet Center at Cambridge, Massachusetts. Observations on asteroids and comets from around the world come in there so that they can be put together and used to determine the orbits of all the small bodies in the solar system.
So what prompted the test of this observing and warning system earlier this fall?
Well, the observations that we did on 2012 TC4, that's the small asteroid that this test was done on, nature offered us the opportunity to do this. 2012 TC4 was found, as the name implies, back in 2012. And the orbit that had been determined from those observations back then showed us that this small asteroid would be making another close approach to the Earth here this last October.
When you say close, how close are we talking?
In the end, with the observations that were taken prior to the close approach, we were able to determine that distance was about 27,000 miles, or about 45,000 kilometers.
And just for reference, like, how far away is the moon?
Well, the moon is about 245,000 miles from the Earth, so this was much closer than the moon, about a tenth of the distance to the moon.
Wow. All right. And what was the goal of the test? What was the bar you guys set for yourself?
Well, this was to determine how quickly we could pick up this rather small asteroid. It was only about 50 feet in size, so that's a bit of a challenge for our observatories to pick up in the first place. And second, providing the observations into the Minor Planet Center in a timely manner so we could quickly determine the orbit. And then also observations done by observatories around the world to determine its size and composition so that we could be able to determine the characteristics of the asteroid as soon as possible, which would be important if we did have to do something about defending the Earth. What effects and techniques would be most effective in diverting the asteroid.
Lindley Johnson is a planetary defense officer at NASA. We're talking about a recent test of NASA's asteroid warning system. So that's what you were trying to do, and were you able to do all of those different things?
Well, yes. The observations came in. In fact, because of the interest around the world from astronomers, we were able to detect the asteroid, what we call recover the asteroid, much sooner than we had expected because some large observatories run by the European Southern Observatory in Chile got involved and picked up the asteroid about a month sooner than we actually expected originally. So it was very interesting to see the interest around the world and the number of observers that volunteered their time and efforts to observe this object.
That doesn't sound like, I mean, it sounds like things went pretty well for a first test, but I have to wonder why this is the first test of a system like this. I mean, the risk of an asteroid strike has always been with us. Why are we only starting to get organized and test this system out now?
Well, the observatories have been collaborating for many years. The formation, though, of the International Asteroid Warning Network is fairly recent. It comes from work and agreements that were done under the United Nations Committee on Peaceful Uses of Outer Space and agreement in 2013 after the Chelyabinsk event.
That was the meteor that hit Russia, right?
The large meteor that hit Russia, one of the largest that we've ever witnessed. Agreement that the United Nations endorsed the International Asteroid Warning Network for nations around the world to collaborate in this endeavor.
As you already mentioned, this is a warning system. It's not yet a defense system. What are the ideas that are out there? What would we do? What could we do if we actually saw a large asteroid headed toward Earth?
Well, that's sort of the other side of the equation, isn't it? And the key to doing that, though, is finding them first. You can't do anything about them unless you find them first. But also that we need to find them as far out in space as we can, as many years in advance of the impact, potential impact as we can. The more time we have, the more techniques might be effective. One of the leading techniques that we are investigating is called a kinetic impactor. We just hit it with a spacecraft hard enough, going fast enough, that it changes the velocity, the speed of the asteroid moving through space, just a minuscule amount. But if you do that many years in advance, that is enough so that when the time comes that it was predicted to impact, it is a miss instead of a hit because you've deflected it enough that it is no longer going to impact the Earth. So that's probably the most mature technology that we have right now. Another idea is called a gravity tractor if you find it enough years in advance, and it is a relatively small asteroid. Just the gravitational interaction between a spacecraft and this small asteroid over time is enough to pull it off of the impacting trajectory.
Well, let's hope we don't ever get to having to use any of those technologies. Lindley Johnson is Planetary Defense Officer for NASA. Lindley, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Glad to talk with you.